Hi, hello, Haley here. First time podcaster, long time friend. Here and, with Hoagie.
And I'm Hoagie, long time podcaster, first time friend.
And welcome to Marvelously Married.
This is the, branding question. Yeah. Is it just like welcome to Marvelously Married, or is it the Marvelously Married podcast?
I think just Marvelously Married.
Okay, well, welcome.
Yeah. But we can change that because you know what? It's our podcast.
We're here in the basement with our two dogs.
Yeah. We have Bernard. He has found a paper towel roll to chew on.
Oh, well, it's a wrapping paper.
Oh, yeah. Seasonal.
Which is longer than him. So.
Yeah. Just so you know. Just for size comparison. Size,
yeah. Give you a visual. So this is a show about Marvel. That's what's marvelous about it.
Yes.
This episode in particular is going to be about the Marvels movie that came out somewhat recently. We're going to talk about some other stuff too. But yeah, Marvel shows, series, not just the MCU, anything Marvel.
Yeah, yeah. I love Marvel. So I kind of wanted to start this podcast because, spoiler alert, Hoagie's been trying to get me to start a podcast for basically since we've been married, it feels like.
Yeah. I've had a few shows, handful, I guess, and some have been, you know, more successful than others, more popular than others, and Haley's never agreed to come on. She's never been behind the mic.
I make the snacks. And I supply the beverages.
Yep. Speaking of beverages, you have a little...
I have a beverage.
What's your beverage of choice today?
My beverage of choice is a Truly.
Okay.
You were right
And
about
you got
that.
Your little Truly koozie.
Yeah, my... Perfect. No, this isn't a branded Truly koozie. This is...
Okay.
This is Brewmate. Anyways, Brewmate. It's mango chili flavored.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I
have my signature Mountain Dew Baja
Blast.
Yeah,
you guys
Zero.
Guess what he's drinking.
Everybody guess. So yeah, other than Marvel, we're going to talk about other shows. We're big into reality TV. And, you know, we might just watch some other shows that, you know, if we're into it, if we feel like it. We're not going to be talking about Star Wars, unfortunately, so you better just follow me on my personal Instagram for Star Wars updates.
I just want to say, too, that, like, this podcast, what we're kind of talking about, it's like Hoagie got me really into Marvel, and I have gotten him really into reality TV, so that's kind of, like, that's become our thing, because it's like, okay, well, you like this, and you like that, so.
Yeah. There's definitely more to talk about when it comes to Marvel, I think, but...
Okay, rude.
Look, not everybody wants to watch Big Brother. Haley has seen Big Brother like every season at least twice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, at least three times,
some
I
of
would
them
say.
Three, at
some
least
of them
three
four times I've oh seen because we've watched some recently together. You,
like, people come on Big Brother and they say they're a super fan, and like then they give reasons why they're a super fan. And I'm like, that doesn't even measure up. Like,
yeah,
you don't
no.
even count as they're like, I've seen every season. I'm like, okay, bros, calm down.
NBD.
Yeah. Because they're like, oh, I got the Paramount Plus membership, and I went back. Because they're like these like Gen Zers that come on. These Gen Zers come on Big
oh,
Brother.
Oh, wow, you're just like taking digs.
I just think you should go on the show is all I'm saying.
No, I'm definitely saying. Not.
We're going to talk about like some books we're reading maybe.
Yeah, yeah. We can read.
And adventures we go on with our dogs or without them.
Yeah.
Hopefully
yeah.
mostly with
mostly
them.
Mostly with them.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We, mommy and daddy need their time too.
Yeah, and they'll be here with us probably for most recordings. And there'll be some background noise. So just like get over it real quick because they're going to bump tables. Well, in previous podcasts, our dog Chloe has like unplugged wires like mid recording. So that's always a fun one.
She says, you're done now.
Yeah. She's like, I need attention now. So.
Oh, Bernard has something he brought me. Oh, a piece of wrapping paper. Perfect. Hey, this is my stash of Bernard goodies.
Okay, so we did create an Instagram account.
Yes, Marvelously Married, all one word.
Okay. I created a Gmail today. Same.
Oh.
Yeah.
So email us.
Yeah. If you're old school and you want to email us, you can. The only reason I did was to create a YouTube account so we could put our RSS feed on YouTube and so we can get the podcast on YouTube. Maybe someday we'll do video.
Yeah. I'd like to do that.
Yeah. Maybe. You know, if we ever feel like getting out of our wearable blanket hoodies and.
Yeah. Literally. What are you wearing?
Something presentable.
Wearable blankets, that's what we're wearing.
So what else do we post about? So like I said, I will Chloe,
okay,
stop. Lay down. I post about a lot of Star Wars. I'll post about, like, right now I've been posting about Love is Blind. Oh, I post a lot of reviews. My you can follow me at Hoagie Reviews Things, all in word. So I like to review, like, random things. I'll leave, like, Amazon reviews, Google Map reviews, Rotten Tomato reviews, food.
Food reviews.
Halftime shows. Skittles. Baja Blast reviews. Taylor Swift reviews. I post about Taylor Swift.
Just list every single one of the things you've reviewed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. What else do I... Memes.
Yeah, dogs. Dogs. We like dog stuff.
Yep. But yeah, you can message me about you know, cool stuff like D&D and
Yeah, that's something else you're into.
Yeah.
Yeah. My Instagram is at Haley Homemaker or Haley.homemaker. Sorry, at Haley.homemaker. And I post a lot of food stuff, food content. Decor. I like to look at, like, vintage decor and share other people's content, really, on my stories. Just things that inspire and bring me joy. And other just cutesy little things is what I like to post about. I very rarely post in my feed. So mostly my stories. Catch me in my stories.
Your feed and stories are a lot better looking than mine. My bio used to say the worst feed on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have, like, a really nice aesthetic. It's more of, like, trash raccoon panda, like, trash can mode. Shout out to Becca. But yeah, like, I still haven't really figured out stickers. Like, I try, you know, to make good posts, but, you know, they don't always turn out really good. But I just, like, that's my thing. So.
Yeah, that's a vibe in and of itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just make it look ugly. So.
Yeah, that's a vibe. Ugly. That's not what I meant.
Yeah. And we're going to try and get this on, like, every podcatcher we can.
Yeah.
So it's going to be on Spotify first because that's the app we're using to, like, host. And
shout out to Spotify.
Yeah, and I guess. And then, yeah, if you don't like Spotify, if you want to use something else, like, it'll be soon to follow. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to do a little icebreaker now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're doing a question. Hoagie has a question. I have a dice.
Well, okay. Dice. So this is by request from Haley's sister.
Well, that, I mean, it was just an idea.
Well, like, we modified it a little bit. And so we're going to do this every week. And it's there's 20 questions on a spreadsheet. And we have a D20, which... If you don't play D&D or other games, it's a 20-sided dice. So there's 20 questions on the spreadsheet. Once we answer one, we'll take it off and then replace it with another one. If you want to submit a question, you could do that.
Totally. At our email address.
Yeah, definitely could do that. Or message on Instagram. Yeah. Or just, like, tell us in person. Text
yeah,
us, like,
if you
what,
see
you
us.
Know, you know.
Because these are kind of like, what are these questions like? Like... geared towards marriage.
Oh, well, some of them, yeah. I mean, I mean
relationships,
there's some that are like
something.
There's some that are like marriage advice, some are just like questions about being married, some are like if you won the lottery, some are like,
oh, okay,
you know, movies or books.
Yeah.
And questions about the future, questions about superheroes.
Okay.
Really just like all over the place questions. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, this podcast is called Marvelously Married. So big things we're talking about is Marvel and other fun shows. But we do want to hit on being married a little bit and answer some fun questions. Because we have been married for how many years now?
14.
15 in June. And we've been together for 18 years. So we've been together for a minute. So, yeah. Okay. So, I get to roll the dice. I'm going to do that now.
I ran out of room on my side of the table, so Give it a good roll. What?
15.
Okay.
15.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What is it, a SEX question? Should I not have said that?
No, it's fine. You can say it's your podcast. Haley's a snorter, in case you didn't know that about her. This one's gonna we're both gonna have different opinions on this.
Okay, I'm excited.
And we're gonna be, yeah, we're not gonna agree.
This is our first podcast fight.
We're gonna get a podcast fight.
Oh no. We'll pull through.
We have different skills in this area for different reasons. Who is more likely to get lost while driving?
Oh my gosh. First of all, I just want to say that I love how you didn't just pick another question. How you were like, well, it's 15. We're going with it for sure. That is one thing about Hoagie. He is very honest. So repeat the question, please.
So who's more likely to get lost while driving? You forgot?
Well, maybe a little. I don't know. I kind of see what you're saying, but we'll have two different things, because I think you get highway hypnosis terribly. Like, you zone out and you're just like, we're 250 miles out of our way. And you're like, whoa, how'd we get here?
That's an exaggeration.
No, that literally happened on our drive home from Florida. We went to Detroit instead of up towards where we live.
Did
on
not.
The other side of the state.
That did
yes,
not happen.
That did happen.
No. I thought I-75 was closer to home.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you definitely did.
Mike.
Sorry. I'm new at this whole podcast.
So, but Haley, without a map or without technology.
Oh, I have no idea where
would,
I'm at.
Like, if you told her, turn west.
She
would not have a clue.
I can tell you. I have to think about it for a while, yeah. I can't just, like, tell you anything about that.
So, conditions, who's more likely? I guess, like, in 2024.
Also, I will say, too, that you struggle with following a GPS until you got your Apple Watch, which was a gift for me. You're welcome.
Okay, so there's, like, different conditions. So, like, if I got the watch and the...
If he basically has somebody driving the
vehicle
for him.
And a co-pilot, then like, I'm good. Or if it's, like, without anything, then, like, I'm more likely to get us home. But
yeah, like, he could just get us home with, like, we need to get home and, like, no maps, no anything. He will be like, okay, we're going this direction. He'll get us home. But that's it.
I mean, I'd probably guess lost. Let's be honest.
Yeah. This is a time for growth.
But
renewal.
if we were like in a desert or like the woods or a mountainous region, Haley's getting his lies. Like, if it comes down to like survival or like, you know.
Okay, but that's not the question.
It does say while driving, doesn't it?
Yeah, it says who will get us lost, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not who will survive in a
mountainous
apocalypse.
Well, I think that is one of the questions, so that's coming up when we roll it. And I think it's about our friends, too. I'm pretty sure it's like
there's
which
one about our friends?
Yeah, I think it's like which one of our friends is most likely to... And if it's not there, I'm putting it on there, and we're going to throw some of our friends under the bus.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Like, and if we'll see if they bring
like,
it up to
like,
us.
Like, I know, like, Levi, you're, like, learning how to weld. You're coming up on the rankings on, like, survival there with that skill. Tie some car batteries together.
I thought you just thought we were going to rank our friends. And I'm like, that's so mean. Why would we ever do that? I didn't
survival
know,
abilities.
I didn't know that. And then when you were like, Levi's learning to weld, I was like, oh, that makes him a better friend.
like who we're going to pick to join our colony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like who we're going to save first.
We don't have that many friends, so.
Yeah, they could probably all fit on our like little.
Although I don't know, we have a podcast now, so we're about to have a lot more friends.
Yeah, we're gonna like have like 20 more. That'd be a lot of friends.
That'd be way too many.
I couldn't keep up.
I can barely keep up now.
But I can message people. So
yeah.
So if you want to message and talk about Star Wars,
yeah, Hoagie's good at messaging, texting,
or any
like
of the above topics. So. All right, let's get in some other topics.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so...
Okay, so we want to talk about what shows we're watching besides what we watched in Marvel.
Well, hold on.
Oh, okay.
Today is Wednesday, February 28th, and this year we get a bonus day, but this episode is going to be released Monday, and we're recording today instead of watching Love is Blind, and also, like, slide this in there, Bad Batch release episode today for Star
you
Wars.
You can talk about that. You can say that.
Cool.
That's all, though. So,
okay.
Say that.
All right. I'm going to start my own. Levi, if you want to start a Star Wars podcast, I already got the mic set up so we could just go.
Except you can't move my mic, Levi, because.
Yeah, because she has trouble keeping it near the mouth area. And okay, Love is Blind. We haven't seen, because I think two episodes dropped today and then one more will drop next week. And then there's going to be the reunion. But the two episode titles I saw, one of them was like what could have been, and then one of them was like a boring thing about like getting married, which is dumb. But
lame.
Then I saw a clip. Did you see?
I'm not watching clips. I don't like spoilers. That is something else podcast listeners need to know. Is Hoagie is not care about spoilers.
But we're about to spoil all of Ms. Marvel for people, and we're gonna spoil.
I know, but me personally, I don't want a spoiler. I haven't seen the show yet. It just
dropped
today.
Not fair. We're spoiling Love is Blind for all the people.
Well, this is my podcast.
Well, like spoiler alert, but not for Haley, everyone. So like the first 7 or 9 episodes of Love is Blind. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
So what are we thinking so far?
How many couples are there? There's 5.
There's 4 now.
4. Okay.
Spoiler, because Kenneth left.
Dawn. No.
No. No. No.
Brittany.
He left Brittany for his phone.
Yeah.
Match made in heaven.
Yeah. Hoagie and I have this little thing now. If I feel like he's on his phone too much.
Yeah. If somebody's on their phone too much, it's like okay, Kenneth.
Yeah. I'm like okay, Ken.
Yeah. So Brittany, which I thought was a really good match in the pods, and then all of a sudden he talked to AD at that little event, and as soon as she said, you know, is she ready to raise black children, then all of a sudden Kenneth was checked out and like did not even have the discussion with Brittany, which I was like,
well, he did kind of bring it. He brought up that they talked about it.
A sentence.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said a sentence to her. They didn't have a conversation about it.
Right. Yeah. You're
and
right.
It's like, bro, you knew she was white in the pods.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to pretend like I know what that's like, but like,
and she brought that up too.
Yeah. Like you knew she was white in the pods. So like, I don't know. Anyway, guy has his comments turned off on Instagram. Cause I tried to go bully him. I'm always in danger of getting kicked off Instagram whenever these shows come out. But anyway, let's move on from... Well, no. Do you have any more comments on that couple?
It just made me sad because, like, her heart was just broken and he was just, like, didn't even care, have the decency to, like, talk about his feelings or feelings at all. He just, like, gaslit her 100%.
Yeah, he sucks. Yeah. He sucks. No,
Kenneth, if you are hearing this...
Kenneth, I hope you're listening.
And you suck.
And I hope that you stay single.
Okay. I thought you were going to say stay safe.
Okay.
Or, like, threaten him. And no, I'm like, don't do that.
But, like, when they were breaking up, he was on his phone.
Yeah, I know.
And then he was just like, you'll be all right.
You'll be all right. Yeah, he was. That was
like, I could not believe that.
Yeah, that was sad.
That made me sick. So AD and Clay?
Yeah.
Is that Clay?
Yeah.
Slurping his soup. Bernard's rolling the dice. Oh, he's wrapped in a cord. This is why we can't have the dogs down here.
I got it.
All right. He's fine. Okay. So AD and Clay.
Yeah.
They're like a 2 out of 5, like as far as a couple excitement for me. I don't know about them.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I feel like he's just basically telling AD, like trying to get an apology in ahead of time before they get married that he will cheat on her, is what it feels like. Like, I'm just so worried about cheating on you. And like, it's like, okay, bro, just don't then.
She was like, that's like your number one concern about getting married.
Right.
Like, and the dude, like, he just brings up the weirdest things. Like, it's like he's never been to a wedding before.
Yeah. It's like, he's like, didn't know.
Like when she says something about her father walking her down the aisle, he's like, oh, you is that, does that you happen? Walk down the aisle in a wedding?
There's an aisle.
And he's like, do men wear rings?
Like, oh, yeah, that was the other thing.
Like, he's just the weirdest guy. What are some of the other couples?
Do love AD, though, by the way, too.
Oh, I think I have a list, right?
Yeah. But I know them. Chelsea and Jimmy.
Yep. They're poop.
AKA Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah. Megan Fox.
Which I do think she does look like Megan Fox. I just.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't like Jimmy.
Yeah, no.
I'm starting to not like
jerk.
Chelsea.
Yeah.
But on TikTok, she's been talking and, like, I think she's not been acting confident. And I can't. Well, she's been saying, like, you know, this was filmed like over a year ago, and she's been talking about therapy, and I don't really care about that. I mean, good for her, but like, I think Jimmy has brought down her confidence a lot since she was in the pods,
yeah,
and since they met,
yeah,
because like
think so
he
too.
He like had a bad reaction when they met,
yeah,
and yeah, I don't like him. I think he's trash.
Yeah,
not room for them.
Yeah. I'm eager to see what Chelsea and Trevor's interaction is going to be like, because in these episodes that dropped today, on Wednesday, they do
right
meet.
What could have been.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's Amy and Johnny, who I'm most excited about.
Yeah, I like them
very much, but
yeah, they're having the birth control.
Well, that's their only thing, and they're
which
making a big
like,
deal out of it, but it's not.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. They just got to figure it out. Like, I'm not going to have an opinion on that.
The biggest deal for them looks like from the previews is that like his or her.
Her dad.
Her dad's not going to approve. And like, that's a big deal for him. Look, I'm not. So I did. Well, like I was 19 when we got married. I did ask your dad, like, if I could propose to you.
Yeah.
And now. And I think at that age, it's a little bit maybe different. When these people are like 30 years old, I almost think it's kind of like disrespectful in a way. Like, I don't know if I'm using the right word, but I don't know if I would ask a parent.
Yeah.
A woman living independently for a decade. Like, that's an adult. They can make their own decisions.
I think that if like they had a conversation and she said, it's important to me that you meet my family and talk to my dad, then it needs to be important to him.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but if it's something that's not, then it doesn't necessarily need to be. I mean, obviously, I think it's awesome to have as much family engagement with your partner or whatever that you can. That's great, but that just sometimes isn't the case these days.
Well, like, if her dad is not given his approval, but she's still going forward with the wedding, why would he be the one holding it up?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we'll have to see the episode.
Yeah, and everybody's different on that, like, you know.
Yeah.
Because everybody has different relationships with, like, their parents and stuff. So, like, we might just perceive it differently.
Yeah. Plus, we're only getting the hot tea, like, edit, you know, to make it look spicy.
Yeah.
Stay close to the mic.
Oh, sorry.
So, Laura and Jeremy is the last one to talk about. I hate Laura. Absolutely. From the pods.
Oh, yeah.
She was in everybody's business, acting like she was the sorority mom. And just like, who was the one? Who was the one that Jimmy was talking to?
Jess.
Jess, and she was like, you just need to trust me. You just need to leave, but wouldn't give her the details.
Yeah, that was just weird. It seemed like most of her screen time when they were in the pods was just in the common areas of her, like, talking to all the other girls. It was like, I didn't ever even know who she was actually speaking to in the pods.
Right. Yeah. So I was kind of like, you know, maybe a little bit into their relationship succeeding, and now I'm not at all anymore.
Well, especially after what just happened, are you not remembering the tea about Jeremy in the parking lot?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, as much as I hate Laura, like, he's trash for that. And also, like, you busted.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't know how an Apple Watch works.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Right.
Like, oh, man.
Like, what tried to bring up the location and be like, you should just follow my location. Don't you trust me? And she was like, kind of let it go. But then at the end, definitely was like, and
like he
don't share it with me if you don't want me to check, because I actually know exactly where you are.
And she let him squirm. That was awesome. Drink break. Oh, man. So, wow. Okay. Well, let's keep going talking about reality. This might be a 2-hour episode.
Hopefully you guys like us.
Yeah. The Traitors.
Are we so far over time?
No, we're fine. There is okay. No time.
Time doesn't exist. What is this? Loki? Wow.
We're just looking. This is why we need a video pod. We're just like giving each other a look. Okay, The Traitors. We're watching The Traitors season 2.
Yeah, shout out to my friend Jenny for recommending it to
me. Oh, it's so good. Yeah. And it's got this season, no normies. It's all reality people or like famous people like Marcus and Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan are on there, and like some like boxers or MMA fighters.
And the big reality TV shows that I follow are Big Brother, Love Island, and that's really the main ones that I follow, but they're big commitments. But there's some people from both of those shows on Traitors, which I love.
And Survivor, Housewives, Bachelor.
Yeah, I don't follow those shows.
The Challenge. Yeah, we don't watch those ones, but yeah, like all... That's really cool because they're on different networks too.
Yeah, and they don't really like... What's crazy to me is... So we're watching season 2. We're on like episode 3.
Yeah, we're not very far in. We're watching it with our friend Becca.
And it's like, as being a Big Brother fan, like seeing Dan in the show is like crazy to me.
And Janelle.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Like if I was one of the faithfuls, I would be like, we have to get rid of them because they're just like, they are just wild cards and they're like crazy players and they're backstabbing and competitive and they'll do anything. But it's like, if people don't watch Big Brother that are on the Traitors, like they don't know that exactly. So they're like, don't. And I'm like terrified for them. I'm like, you guys have got to get him out of here.
Right. Oh man. Like, yeah. And I know some of Dan's history. I have not watched nearly as much Big Brother as you have. Like, I have not watched every season. I've watched like maybe 4 or 5 seasons, and
you watch them current with me when they're on live now.
I've watched like maybe 10 episodes of one with Dan. I haven't really watched a full with Dan,
but I've told you like everything about Dan. That's,
and I know
like
he's from Michigan. We're from Southwest Michigan, by the way.
So
a little bit of what's going on here. We had a 47 degree temperature swing in 20 hours,
and this is a weather update.
Yeah, it went from 72 degrees at 5 p.m. down to 25 degrees at 1 p.m.
We're literally all about to be so sick, probably.
It is ridiculous.
How am I doing on my talking and the mic?
Great.
Okay, thanks.
So good.
Okay.
How
am I doing on my talking?
So The Traitors is kind of like that show Among Us, or that game Among Us, I guess.
Yeah, or like that one, you know, we used to play in youth group, like MASH, or not... Yeah, or Mafia.
Yeah. So there's like 3 traitors, and they vote every night to kill someone. Yeah. And that person has to leave the show overnight. And then there's this round table where they try to vote off the traitors, but they kind of suck at it, so they keep voting off their own people.
Yeah.
At the end
it's
of the show.
It's called the banishment.
Yeah. At the end of the show, there's like a small group left, and they split the prize pot, which can be up to $250,000. If a traitor is left, they get all the money. Season 1 had Ceri. She was straight savage.
Yeah,
Ceri
she was.
From Big Brother. Or I'm sorry, from Survivor.
And Big
and
Brother.
And 1 season of Big Brother.
Yeah.
So savage. It was,
bad. Good. Yeah, it was bad. We felt so uncomfortable. Like, we were physically, feeling very uncomfortable watching it.
Yes.
So if you haven't seen The Traitors on Peacock.
Yeah, it's good.
Who's the host? Alan.
Alan. He does Alan theater and stuff.
Cunning. What's his last name? Oh, that's embarrassing.
He's Scottish.
My sister's like Haley.
he's got great outfits.
Yeah, he's got really cool style. So that's fun. And like the scenery is in Scotland. So it's like beautiful. Like
it's in a castle.
Yeah, it's cool. It's really great.
I would love to like play D&D in that castle.
Yeah.
It'd be so cool.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
This isn't a D&D podcast.
Actually,
by the way.
The Traitors.
I'm just kidding.
The Traitors is the only reality show that I've ever seen that like I would like I really would want to be on. Like I would try out for. What? What is so funny to you? I would be so awesome. Entertaining at least.
Oh yeah, absolutely, 100%. First of all, I just want to say you say that about every show. You've said that about Big Brother so many times.
No, I would never go on Big Brother. I would never. I have said things like, If I were on the show right now, this is what I would do.
Okay, I could. Yeah,
I could not do Big Brother.
No,
I would go.
Crack.
I would like ment. I would have a mentee bee that would just end the show. They would can't like the show would get canceled. They would be like, we can't do this to people anymore. It's too much.
And then it'll go down in history that it was Hoagie's fault that got Big Brother canceled.
They would have the unreleased files, like people would uncover someday of like what really happened.
Oh boy.
Hollywood 2020 or what's it called?
Dateline?
No. I don't know. Like, yeah. when they do, never mind.
Okay.
What book are you reading?
Oh, I can read. Okay. I need to return my book today, too.
Oh.
I was supposed to. It's not going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen. Library closes in an hour.
I am still reading the book Anxious People by...
Frederick.
Yes. What's his last name? Blackmer or
People.
Something? No, Frederick Blackmer. I need to be more prepared. This is my first time.
That's okay. You don't have to.
Anyways, it's called Anxious People. It's written by the same guy who wrote that book called A Man Called Ove.
Oh, Uva.
Yeah, he wrote the book A Man Called Ove.
I read that.
Yeah, yeah, you did. And then there was a movie that
There's two movies.
Yeah. Like a more mainstream one that's newer with Tom Hanks. Okay, we have to take a second and tell our daughter to, like, go lay down. Go lay down, Chloe. Just relax.
I wish she liked toys. We have the only dog who like doesn't like toys.
Yeah. Just you gotta stop petting her and just tell her no.
Okay. No.
No. Stop. That's enough. All
the problem is when I stop, then she like tries to
knock
destroy
knock
the computer down. Okay. Anything else you want to say about your book?
That I really, really like it. I'm just struggling to finish it because Chloe kind of destroyed the book and it's making me sad to read the tore up copy, but... Anyways, that's a whole other story, but it's a good book. And what about you, Hoagie? What are you reading?
I am reading a number two of a trilogy called Star Wars Aftermath.
Okay, well, this isn't a Star Wars podcast. I'm just kidding, Hoagie. I'm just kidding. I love you.
I pretty much only read Star Wars books currently. I'm kind of in the middle of two trilogies. The other one's the Darth Bane trilogy. And so in Aftermath takes place after Return of the Jedi, and Chuck Wendig wrote it. And I'm on book two, which is called Life Debt. And it is, so there's like a group of characters from the first book, and then they're going to rescue Han Solo, who went to rescue Chewbacca, who's trying to rescue the planet Kashyyyk, or Kashyyyk, who's... under control of the Empire remnant, and it's pretty good. I think it's better than the first book of the trilogy, and it is like 500 pages in the mass market paperback, and I'm almost done. And
well, I guess I want to tell about what my book's about. I didn't know we were telling about what it's about.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Yeah, it's about a bank robbery that happens, and about all these people that end up getting held hostage in a situation due to the bank robbery. And it just kind of gives everybody's, all the different people that are stuck inside this apartment, all their backstories. And I will say that the author does an amazing job at like weaving together different people's stories and just like making you think like literally about everything, like how everybody is going through something different every single day. And, but kind of in like a fiction, true crime also kind of a way. It's very, very interesting and very good.
That's cool.
Yeah, I like it. Highly recommend.
That's entertaining.
Yeah.
Let's go back to talking about Love is Blind.
Enough about reading.
Enough about reading. Let's get back to trash TV. So we have another section of the pod. We're getting, I swear, like we have two more segments of the podcast and then we'll talk about the marbles.
Yeah, yeah. But that's okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. This is our pod.
Yeah.
So,
we're just
and
having
like,
fun.
There's literally like some of our friends have said like one of our friends is like, please let me know when you talk about Taylor Swift. So like some people only want to hear
we
about
do like
Love
Taylor
is Blind,
Swift.
Perhaps, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So Love is Blind. We don't like nobody knows what's going on yet. But they're doing like an all-star season for the best lovers.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but those videos that I sent you and Becca, those came out like 4 weeks ago they were released. And I'm like, how come I haven't heard anybody talking about this?
And nobody said anything since then?
No, there was those two videos that were posted on their Instagram where it was like talking about bringing back like older people from the show. I don't know how they do that though, because they've all seen each other.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't be blind.
Yeah.
Why would they? What's the point?
So I think that
they
maybe
must be dating other people that are blind.
Well, first of all, nobody's blind on the show. For the longest time, when
I did, literally, like when Haley watched this before I did. First of all, when I started watching, I didn't watch them in the pods because I hated it. I only watched it when it started getting really, like, really juicy. But I thought the show was like Love on the Spectrum, where everybody was dating each other and they were all blind. That's what I thought for like the first two seasons.
Yeah, that was so funny. He'd be like, wait, and they're blind? And I'd be like, no. So anyways, disclaimer, nobody's blind on the show.
So on this
but wait, the thing I wanted to say though is that I think that they don't even know the person's name or anything. So they know that they're being brought on a show that's like all stars, but they don't know. Which, I mean, like, they've heard each other talk and stuff. Oh, Bernardi.
Oh, wow. He's bringing ribbon. You have, like, a pile of, like, contraband that he keeps bringing.
A mop head, a bow.
So, Taylor Rue, who, like, she was the one. She came back looking fire on the reunion because she was trying to make Flag Guy jealous. The guy who dressed in all flags.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What, I don't even remember. But he wasn't probably remember. Because he didn't let's be honest. He didn't like that she was curvy, but he tried to disguise it as he didn't like makeup.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was anyway, he liked flags. His personality was flags. He had flag socks, flag shirts every single day. He wore American flags. Yeah. He was a weirdo. Like, he needs to be on a watch list. Like, I don't know how he passed the background check and the personality.
Well, spoiler alert.
Or not been personality, but psychological personality evaluation.
How did he pass the personality test?
Yeah,
plain. No, well, their Love is Blind is coming up against some lawsuits, some pretty serious lawsuits.
Really?
Because remember that Renee and Carter from who we were like, they were never even on the show.
Yeah.
There was some crazy stuff that he was like a dangerous person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember he made a lot of like physical threats.
Yeah,
and
they
stuff.
Were. She was like, "How did he get vetted?" And it's
oh
like,
my gosh.
Anyways,
okay. Taylor Marshall, who I liked, Marshall.
Yeah, he
was had
nice.
That like one-sided beef against him with the guy who was trying to steal his girl.
Yeah.
At the party, like who was like he came in like real lit, and
yeah.
like Marshall was just like, "Dude, like
calm down,
your breath smells."
calm down, you stink.
Batiste, who I think I didn't like.
No, he's weird. He's on all the comments on the thread that I looked at, people were saying like, okay, Netflix, he has had his airtime, like let him go.
Yeah, don't. And then Micah,
yeah, she was from last season. I think once you saw her, and she was the one with the mean friends. Yeah.
Oh, her one friend was in love with her.
Yeah.
And kept crying and like, this isn't it. Like, would not approve her relationship. Even though she was in a good relationship. Like, I thought that guy was nice.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, absolutely. I think she was a problem.
I hope she broke up with her friend. Like, her friend was, like, it was very clear that her friend wanted her, not the guy, to be with the guy.
Yeah.
Well, next upcoming... Ryan Gosling to perform I'm Just Ken at the Oscars.
Yeah.
We love award shows.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's another fun thing about us. We've gotten into that recently. That's not been a long-term thing.
2024.
It's a new thing that we've decided to start getting into is award shows.
Mm-hmm.
Less because I care about the awards, more because I care about what everyone's wearing, the little conversations I'm seeing happening. And I also really love the follow-up content, being in the loop on follow-up content on the social medias the following week, like seeing and knowing what they're talking about.
I like some of them carry more weight than others. Like the Oscars, I don't really care for like as far as the awards. The Oscars I get really excited for because it's like the big one, and so like as far as the celebrity presence and the red carpet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But like the Academy, like I could care less about their opinions.
The SAG Awards were good.
The SAG Awards is like they're voted like they're amongst their peers kind of.
Yeah,
I like
that.
Or like the People's Choice. Like those are the ones that that I like. But yeah, we'll be watching that, and we'll probably post a little bit on our.
Yeah, when are the Oscars again?
Like March 10th, perhaps. It's okay. The earlier one. It's 7 to 10. So.
Oh, praise the Lord.
I know. They get.
That's so, my least favorite part.
When they go to 11:30, it's just
too much. And on a Sunday night.
On a Sunday night?
Yeah.
Come on.
We have stuff to do on Monday morning.
Do it for the people. Yeah. Oh, I did my next note. March 10th, 7 p.m.
Oh, great. Perfect. Perfect.
Okay. So Marvel rumor, or not rumor, but Henry Cavill has been casted, and we don't know for what.
Yeah, so who's Henry Cavill?
Superman.
Oh, DC.
Well, he's formerly, because James Gunn is now the head of the DCU or DCEU or whatever he's going to call it. I think he's going to call it the DCU.
Okay.
Which doesn't make sense, because that would just be Detective Comics Universe. I think it needs to say something about being a movie.
Oh, is that what DC stands for? Detective Comics?
Yes.
Wow, I did not know that.
Batman was like a detective, you know, and... Huh. And all that. So,
well, the more you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think Batman was like their first. I don't know a lot about DC. Yeah, we do have a Batman figure behind us.
We don't have a lot of DC stuff, though.
Oh, I changed my Funko Pop display to Captain Marvel. It's the one where she was picking
like
out her shirt. It's the multicolor
one.
Turn
your whole body around to point at it, and nobody can see you.
Okay. Wanted to show you.
Okay, well, you weren't even looking at me.
So maybe he's playing like, I don't think he's going to play like Dr. Doom, because his, you know Dr. Doom?
Yeah.
His face would be covered, so like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Not.
Oh, that's like not very
and,
cool.
And, but like, so, and I don't think he would play like Hyperion, because that's kind of like a Superman character, or what's the one that with Void? He's like, Void is his alter ego who's evil, and then the other one is... people are probably screaming at me right now. I don't think he's going to play that. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to play.
Yeah, I don't either.
Some people are saying, like, Captain Britain, because he's got that, like, is it stoic look?
Yeah.
But I don't know. But because Captain Britain, well, in that other universe was Peggy. So, yeah, he could be in this universe. He could be Captain Britain. But I don't know. That moment's passed. Like, we already had Captain America. I guess it could. It could.
Yeah, I mean, but, I'm excited to see what he'll do. I just literally learned this.
Yeah. But they have said that the MCU, they're pulling back, and they are going to focus on more major characters, the more well-known characters. So I don't know if Captain Britain is really going to be a story in the MCU.
Hey, you never know.
It could be. They put Dar Ben in a movie.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that soon. So Avengers 5 is no longer Kang.
Yes.
Jonathan Majors obviously not playing Kang anymore, and they're changing Avengers 5. But they claim that they were moving away from Kang after the failure of Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania.
Mm-hmm. Which, when did that come out?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. So they claim that that's when this kind of decision was first coming about. So,
lies.
Yeah. Lies.
Lies.
We've decided.
Yeah.
Council of Two.
Which is like fine. I mean, I understand why, because for those of you who don't know, there was some assault allegations against the actor who, what's his name again?
Jonathan Majors.
Yeah. And so it kind of seems like, okay, they're no longer wanting to work with him anymore because he's problematic.
Yeah. I mean, he was aggressive. I mean, it wasn't like a brawl. It wasn't like he like swung. He was aggressive. He was trying to get his phone away from her. He was found guilty on like half the counts, but not guilty on the other half of the counts. But anyway, they separated from him.
Yeah, which I understand. Like, they have the right to do that.
Yeah, stay closer to the mic.
Sorry.
So it's just sorry. So
that's
it's consistent.
Okay.
So I don't know why they were obsessing about Kang, but honestly, the end of season one of Loki, when they're in that room, just the three of them, it was so entertaining. All they did was just talk. Jonathan Majors was such a, like, such an incredibly gifted actor.
Yeah.
He was. And I understand, like, wanting to build a universe around him, but, like, Dr. Doom? Like, why not? You know, I think Dr. Doom would be a better choice And the easy thing with that is if an actor gets in trouble, he's behind a mask, so you can just switch actors. So I don't know. I question the choice in the first place, but I really hope that they do recast Kang and they play his story out in some way. And I do think it's important that they had a Kang presence. Like, you know, they shouldn't gloss over him. Like, I'm glad that he made an appearance in the MCU. But yeah, finish his story somehow. Like, don't just leave a loose end. That would be really weird.
Yeah, I'm just so sad about, honestly, just because of, it's like recast him because the end of season two of Loki, I just love season two of Loki. And that whole season was basically about him. And then it's like, okay, and we're no longer following that storyline. Is that what I'm getting?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's going to be weird. I think it's going to be a very sudden and abrupt end to a story, and I think I'm going to hate it. yeah. And I don't think any actor, I'm just going to be real, I don't think any actor is going to like really measure up in that role.
So maybe it should just be done then if he can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, an easy way to do it would be to like trap him back in the quantum realm, I guess, but I don't know. There's so many good, so he's a time traveler and there's so many good iterations of him. There's like so many different versions of Kang. He is a good villain and he should play a major role, but I don't think like the whole like phase 5 and 6 should be entirely about him, but like I think he should be around for a long time. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll just have to trust in Kevin Feige and hope he makes the right decisions about this. So, Amazon is talking they're talking about a,
please never do that again.
Amazon is talking about a live action Nicolas Cage starring Spider-Man noir film, which I'm like,
you guys probably just heard Bernard going like,
Bernard is,
he was trying to talk to the,
he's
microphone.
Bored. Go upstairs, Bernard. Please go take a nap. So I think I don't know about this. Like, some people are excited, some people are kind of skeptical, but like, especially after like the Morbius, Madam Web, probably Kraven the Hunter is gonna be terrible. The Venom movies, like the Carnage one wasn't that good. Sony's, I don't know if this would be part of Sony. I don't know how Amazon would have the rights to make this, because Sony has all the rights to the films. But yeah, I feel like the character of this, the Spider-Man noir, is just like a comic relief character in the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, yeah.
So like a whole movie, whole series about him?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm interested to see about it, I guess. But, and also I'm just kind of disappointed that like, there's these offshoots now. It's just making it so confusing. Like Sony and now Amazon's doing a Marvel thing. That's just allowed, I guess. Disney's allowing that.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't think Disney has really a say in it.
Oh, because it's Spider-Man.
Yeah. But I mean, it could be cool. Like a 1930s, it would be kind of unique. Like nobody's making 1930s detective films.
Who's going to play what's his name going to be?
Nicolas Cage.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you said. Sorry.
So, finally, our last little piece of news is the Fantastic Four cast was announced and costumes and the poster. It looks like it's going to be set in like the Atomic Era, and Pedro Pascal is playing Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm so excited about that. I love him.
Me too. He's amazing. And I'm so glad. Like,
he's from The Last of Us. And what else was he in?
Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are probably his most famous roles doing right now. He will, I think, be like the father of the MCU now. Like, I mean, taking over for like, I guess, Iron Man and Cap because they're gone. But I mean, the Fantastic Four, they've always been known as the first family.
Yeah.
So Vanessa Kirby playing like his wife, who is Invisible Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph Quinn from Stranger Things, the Eddie from Stranger Things.
Oh yeah.
He's playing Johnny Storm, the flame on guy.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
And then Eben Moss Backrock, guess his name, he's in The Bear.
Okay.
So, and he will be the first Jewish guy to ever play The Thing.
Which is important.
Yeah. And so they've had like three Fantastic Four film franchises, and they've never actually had a Jewish guy play The Thing. So this is a good thing.
That's cool. Yeah, I know who these people are. I'm like so bad at names and faces and stuff. So the Johnny Storm, that's the rocker guy from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, played the Metallica.
Yeah. Yep. And then Cousin from Brother is Eban.
Yeah.
Yeah. From The Bear. Cousin. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah. My theory with Fantastic Four is like always that they would be like trapped in the quantum realm from like in like the 60s or the 50s. And then they're going to be brought back or something like that. And I think that's what's going to happen.
I'm so excited about this storyline. And is it The Thing, Ben? Isn't he?
Ben Grimm.
Yeah, He's part of that too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know who's playing him?
Yeah, we just talked about it.
We did?
Eben Moss.
That's who's playing the...
I don't know how to say his name. Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was playing somebody else.
No, we named all four of them.
I know. I'm sorry. I got confused.
That's okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't know how I feel about that, though.
Why? What?
I don't know. Like, he doesn't give me the thing.
Well, he's going to be covered in rocks the whole time. Like, he doesn't transform like the Hulk, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So it's not like he should be, like, a bigger guy naturally.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have to
be. Okay. Okay. But that's cool about the Jewish thing then, though. At least there's that.
Okay, so we were kind of hoping that like our episodes would be an hour long, and now that we're 50 minutes in, we should start talking about...
Did you say 50 or 15?
50, 52 minutes at this point. And that's like without the in a little intro music, so...
No wonder I have to pee.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you want to stop?
I don't know. Is this being edited?
Welcome back.
Hi.
Okay, so now let's get into our night, which was Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
Of watching The Marvels.
Yeah.
So
this was our
third
time watching the movie, which I did not have a problem with at all.
Yeah. So for new rule, open that before we start recording if we take a break.
I know, but you were like, okay, ready? And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, oh no, I'm not ready.
That's okay. So for food, because that's an important part of,
my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, our life.
Our movie viewing.
Our marriage.
we prepared together. I was the
chef.
Well,
honestly, yeah, Michael did most of it.
I prepared a delicious taquito.
You're like rubbing your tummy, just in case anybody can hear this. He's like rubbing his tummy. He's probably hungry.
Prepared delicious taquito of the Aldi variety.
Yeah, chicken and cheese.
And
they were so good.
Birria taco meat with no tortillas of the famous trader named Joe.
Yeah, not Trader Jose's.
And
they got in trouble for that.
We had tortilla chips. Haley made guac.
Yeah, I did make homemade guac.
I had my Green Dragon hot sauce, which I love, also from Trader Joe's, some peach salsa, and we had our Christmas popcorn tin for dessert.
Because we still had to open that.
It was pretty stale.
Yeah, it was not very good. So, disappoint. Yeah.
So that's what we made. We had some
for our snacks,
sour cream
dinner
with the Green Dragon on the taquitos.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, it was really good. The Aldi chicken and cheese taquitos are top tier. They're the best.
Yeah. I mean, I would recommend that. Hi, Chloe. I definitely recommend that birria taco meat. We're going to get that again
and
like
good.
Do it with actual tacos.
Yeah.
I saved like all the juice. What'd you call it? Compote?
The consomme.
Consomme, which is
like a broth.
A French word.
Yeah, yeah.
That the Mexicans use.
Apparently.
Yeah, so that's
the consomme. We ate it with like tortilla chips. We didn't have shells. We didn't have taco shells.
I saved that stuff for the next day, and I did my sandwich in it.
Yeah.
It was so good. And like, I didn't expect it, but it was hard the next day. You could turn it upside down like Dairy Queen.
Yeah. He's been saving that joke all week for you guys.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so the movie, like we said, we watched it for the third time. And since it's so short.
Yeah, it's only 90 minutes, like for us, about.
For us, that was like, you know, 2 hours because we hit that pause button.
Oh, yeah. No shame in that game.
We love that pause button. And that's part of the reason we don't go to the movies a lot because.
Yeah, I mean, I will always try and see a Marvel movie in theaters. Unfortunately, this one we didn't see in theaters because
they had weird showtimes locally.
Yes. And I was upset because I thought that the movie was about something completely different. Remember when we watched it for the first time, I was like, I had no idea this movie was about Captain Marvel.
What did you think it was about?
The Eternals.
Oh, they are making Eternals 2. I don't know why.
Yeah, I thought it was the Eternals 2 movie was called Marvels.
Okay, gotcha. I have a question. If you had a pause button in a movie theater, would you use it?
If there was other people watching?
Yeah.
No. That's so rude.
I absolutely would. I would go. I would order on Amazon.
Yeah, you're also a Slytherin, but this isn't a Harry Potter
I would
podcast.
Order a like maroon vest from Amazon. And I would pause it. I would get up in front of everyone and be like, hey, guys, this is intermission.
You would just pretend like you're an employee.
Yeah, they used to have intermission. I swear they did in like the 90s, right?
Yeah, my sisters talked about that before. Yeah,
I remember
are too long these days.
Yeah.
Like, I want to watch that one movie, The Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah.
Did I say that right for the first time ever?
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. It's 3.5 hours long.
We'll have to do it in two parts. I wonder if it's one of those that has like chapters. Oh. Remember the Snyder Cut? Batman had like five
no,
parts.
We watched it in
like four. We did too. You watched it with me.
Mm.
Justice League. Yeah, we watched it in like over four
nights.
I'm
a Marvel fan.
Yeah. So this was the shortest film in the MCU so far.
Oh, okay.
A little tidbit.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, it was right around 90 minutes. I took notes.
What should we do? Like go back and forth? How you want to do it?
Well, I'll start because you should always let ladies go first.
Okay, perfect.
Just kidding. I mean, you should. That's nice too, I guess. Doesn't matter what your gender is, though. You should just let other people go first, maybe. Anyways,
no,
I don't even
unless
have
unless you're at your point, like, not letting people cut in line.
Oh, I wanted to say something, though, about the pause in the movie theater thing. That's I was trying to think about what my thought was. I lost it. Is I have often thought, why don't you just Marco Polo? Why don't I just turn on Marco Polo when I go to the bathroom and you turn it on? And that way I can, like, watch it still.
Yeah. I mean, we'll probably get, like, kicked out.
I'm just going to the bathroom.
Yeah, they'll think you're, like, posting it to YouTube.
Oh, no. I don't know how to do that. Okay, so this is our third time watching. I didn't know that Tom Hiddleston's wife was Darben.
Well, we haven't got to that part of the movie.
Though she's the opening scene, though. So that was,
first
spoiler alert.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
The first thing that you said to me when we watched the movie the first time was you were like, oh, did you know? And I was like, I did not know that.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Fun fact. But we have more to talk about her. Kogi will get to that.
Yeah.
What do you have? What's your next thing?
We're not going to do this.
Okay. What are we going to do? How are we going to do this?
Just have a conversation.
Oh, okay. Well, one of my things that I want to talk about was Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
So we watched her series. She has a TV series too, for those that don't know.
Yeah.
And I just really, really like her. I just want to say she does not have a very large background in acting. Because we learned about her. There was also like Marvel 610 or what was it?
616.
616, yeah.
Yeah.
Like documentary series we
that
watched.
That was really cool.
Yeah, they talked about her in that, I think, if I
she
remember
like
correctly.
She was like a huge fan of Ms. Marvel, too.
Yes, that was the thing. She
and
was
she,
a
like,
huge
writes her,
fan.
Yeah, she writes her own comics, which she did in this movie, too. So that was kind of like a little Easter egg.
Yeah,
cool.
I'm not 100%. I meant to look this up, honestly, before we recorded today. But I feel like this is, like, her first thing that she's really done, if I'm remembering correctly. I could be wrong on that, though. So I will have to fact check myself and come back with you next time. But I know it's definitely one of the first things she's done. And I just thought she was I think she's so believable. Like, I think she's a very skilled actor. And I was very impressed with her at her age and not having a huge acting career.
I love her in this role. The only thing I'm not a fan of is, like, she's getting older. And now they're, like...
Rude.
And now they're finally doing this Young Avengers team up, which we'll talk about later. Mm-hmm. But, like, all of them are getting like too old to be Young Avengers, so it's like kind of a bummer. But I mean, they'll make them look younger, or whatever.
It's gonna be like Harry Potter, kind of all over again.
When the Ms. Marvel series came out, I was like really disappointed in her powers because she didn't have the Embiggen powers. She had this like make light hard powers, and it was like a completely new thing. But with this movie, it did kind of redeem it. And you know, like, Feige had that plan the whole time. But it was kind of cool how each of them had, like, a light power. So, what was it? So, like, Carol can absorb light energy and project light energy. And then Monica can see the spectrum of light and phase through it and manipulate it. And then, you know, obviously, Ms. Marvel is turning light into physical matter.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And she does have a little bit of that in Biggin. Like, she makes her arms bigger at some
time. Yeah,
sometimes.
She's like,
so,
but I can do this.
Yeah, so, like, that's okay. I did love, like, the choreography. I think that was the best part of this movie.
Me too.
I love it's any team-up movie, but, like, as far as team-up movies go, the choreography was just so tight and together in this movie, and I think it was some of the best in the MCU, and it was really unique, and the way they, like, would switch when they, it seemed like, I couldn't really tell, but it seemed like if they both used their, if two of them used their powers at the same time, that's when they would switch.
Yeah, that was kind of, like, a large premise of the movie, is them figuring that out, like.
Yeah, because it seemed like if one of them used their powers on their own, they wouldn't switch.
Right.
So, I don't know, it was inconsistent, but, like, that's fine. And yeah, like Darben caused that to happen with the bangle or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, like just having to not only be in a fight with somebody, but then having to like pick up where the other person left off. Like that
and
was
being
so
in tune
fun.
With each other. Yeah.
It was really fun. And then to incorporate like the parents fighting in the house, like
I
love that.
I know. Well, that was one of the things I wrote down. That was one of my favorite parts was when the mom, when Ms. Marvel's mom, who's like a normie, doesn't have any powers or anything, but she like defends her husband or whatever. I just like thought like that was so cool. Like she was just looked so fierce and was like a total badass. So
yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, that was a good scene. And like the final scene, especially like the fighting was so good. Anytime Nick Fury is in a movie,
yeah,
I love that movie.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Sam Jackson, like, just he does such a good job in that role. He was made for that role.
Yeah,
actually, the role was made for him.
Yeah,
did you know that about the comic books? So
yeah, you told me that once.
When they made the Marvel Ultimates Universe comic line, they asked Sam Jackson, "Can we make Nick Fury's likeness you?" And then with that came like, if we make a movie, you'll get first right of refusal, if that's what they call it. I don't know. Dibs. You got dibs. I'm playing him. And he was like, yeah, sure, you can do that. And then, yeah, it turns out they didn't ask David Hasselhoff to play Nick Fury. They asked Sam Jackson. So, like, that was really cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, getting back to Darben.
Yeah,
so,
okay. Yeah, Hoagie was not a big fan.
For me, it was the worst part of the movie. So, Zaw Ashton is her name. I'm bad at pronouncing names, and I'm sorry if you're listening. And I'm sorry
if
you're saying
you're
the worst.
Are you
talking to
her?
Yeah, I'm sorry if you're the I'm saying you're the worst part of the movie.
I'm sorry if you're the worst part.
And like we can put some of the blame on the actors. I mean, sorry. just really piling it on. Oh man.
We can just blame her 100%.
Trash can mode. So like some of that can be blamed on the writing, direction, you know, some of that.
Yeah.
I mean, they did put, like, we talked about the fight choreography and, like, the cinematography and, like, the CGI. Like, they put a lot of effort into a lot of other stuff in the movie.
Right.
And it seemed like the villain was an afterthought.
Yeah, that's what I would say, too. It doesn't seem like which, I mean, honestly, I was fine with. Like, if I'm going to have one thing be a little bit subpar, I was fine with that. But yeah, it didn't seem like a lot of thought went into it, I guess.
Yeah. And I don't think she has a lot of experience in a role like this.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I kind of looked at her like history of other roles she's played.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, maybe she has. I haven't seen those other movies, but yeah. I mean, the coolest thing, it was cool that, you know, that's the, you know, she's Tom Hiddleston's spouse. Like that part's cool.
Yeah.
I like Tom Hiddleston a lot.
Yeah, so, he's great.
Now I like her. I like her, even though I didn't think she really made the movie. But it was just kind of like...
But that's okay, the movie wasn't about her.
Yeah, it was just so forgettable. I like a good villain, though. Mm-hmm. I want it to be good. And, like, it's just really forgettable, and it just felt like a copycat villain. I mean, she did have, you know, motivation. Like, I understood it.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, your planet got messed up.
Yeah, with the whole Annihilator bit. Yeah. I get it.
Some fun facts about that villain, though. That was a gender-bent casting.
Oh.
It's a male in the comics.
Okay.
Also, that villain only makes an appearance in 2 comic issues.
Oh.
Ever.
Wow.
So, like, why
did they pick...
Why even use that villain at all? That's kind of, like, my big complaint.
Yeah.
You're having this big team-up movie that is, like, you know, team-up movies are, like, Civil War and, like, the Avengers and, you know, that kind of stuff. And you're doing, like, a big team-up movie, and then you're going to use a villain that, like, nobody's even heard of.
Yeah. GG. Disappoint. Sorry, did you have more to say?
Yeah. So the Skrulls in the comics, this is one thing that's weird to me about the MCU. In the comics, the Skrulls are like deadly villains, but they're like totally not. They're like always victims in the MCU.
Yeah.
That's really weird. Although in Secret...
Because there was a... you were just going to say Secret Wars.
Secret Invasion.
Or Secret Invasion, I mean.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. I'm glad they at least had like the Super Skrull, like kind of... in the Secret Invasion, like that was kind of cool. People didn't really like Secret Invasion, but like, I don't know, at least it got to show like that side of it,
right?
But it is interesting how they kind of flip that and they're like defenseless all the time. They're always like, I'm like, where are their weapons? Like, defend yourself,
especially because their planet looks so like futuristic and like,
Well, that wasn't their planet.
Oh, it wasn't.
They're trying to find a home. That's been like their ongoing thing.
Oh, I see.
But they've been in this ongoing war for like centuries or millennia or however long it's been with the Kree. And the Kree like always have these weapons. Like, where are the Skrulls' weapons? Why aren't they able to fight? Why are they so defenseless? Like, it doesn't make total sense to me.
Right.
But
yeah, after all this time.
Yeah, like just grab something.
It was, that scene was really sad to see and like...
Right.
Yeah.
That's another, I was going to say this for later, but that's another one of my complaints about this movie is it really felt like it jumped a lot and there was a lot like left out and like incomplete thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those, like a big example of that is like they had to leave all those Skrulls behind and it was really sad, especially for Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just kind of like moved past it.
Yeah, like they didn't address it.
Yeah,
again.
And then she was like high-fiving like Captain Marvel in the next scene.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like over.
Yeah, because she was like in major turmoil and they were like, we can't save them all. And that was pretty much it, though. It was like no explanation to her as like a teenager like about what happened, which was sad.
So we're pretty much to the part of the movie where the Skrulls lost their atmosphere on the planet they were like hanging out at. And they're like starting to get to the point where they're trying to figure out why their powers are switching everything.
Yeah.
Like, do you have any notes to catch up on?
Yeah. That was the part where they were in the spaceship and they like that. There was that really cool montage scene of them like doing the moves and.
Yeah.
So I really liked in that scene. She was wearing Monica Rambeau, I noticed. That's how you say her name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was wearing a Nine Inch Nails shirt.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which I thought was interesting, like a fun little throwback to the original Captain Marvel movie where she wears a Nine Inch Nails shirt. And obviously Captain Marvel is Monica's like aunt.
Right.
And so I just was like, it's like under her like jacket or whatever. But I was like, oh, I like that. Like, I like to look for little things like that.
You catch a lot of Easter eggs.
Yeah. Easter eggs. Yeah. That's what they're called.
Easter bunny eggs.
Easter bunny eggs. Doesn't make any sense. But whatever. Okay. So I like that. And then just that scene in general, I just thought was so cool. Like the jumping rope, like, and all that stuff that they were doing. I just really liked that. And the music. Honestly, the soundtrack slayed. Like, I loved the soundtrack of all the scenes.
I listened to this other podcast that kind of pointed out, like, the Beastie Boys is probably, like, the worst band to choose for, like, an all-female led movie.
Yeah.
Like the Beastie Boys, like, yeah, especially like some of their early albums, and like they kind of like were like redeemed themselves later and their later albums and their behavior, but anyway.
Yeah.
That was not my true original thought. That was another, yeah, podcast I was listening to.
Well, it sounded
to,
but, good. Yeah. It sounded cool.
I'm borrowing that thought, but yeah, but speaking of like what they were wearing, I thought it was funny that basically Carol and Kamala have similar fashion, because like 90s style has come back for Gen Z.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So that she's like wearing the grunge kind of stuff. Uh-huh. And yeah,
yeah,
anyway,
fun. I'm trying to think of what the, like, I didn't do a good job of taking notes in order, I guess I just wrote things down. But I would like to talk about a major concept of the film that just was really impactful and meaningful to me, is the concept of families are complicated. Like, 'cause in the movie, Captain Marvel is Monica's aunt, and she's been out of Monica's life for a very long time. Should I not talk about this now?
No, you can.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. And then she comes back, and they're just like not communicating very clearly with each other. Like they both have their expectations and everything on the other one, and they're just like not meshing. And I love that it's like can be messy sometimes, but you can come together and like talk about how each other's feeling and what you're thinking, and how that just like opens the door to the relationship being rebuilt. And just the concept of also her being it's a movie about an aunt, which I'm obviously Annie Haley. So I just was like very touched by, you know, it's not very often that an aunt relationship is like captured in a movie like this. And so it was like, oh, I really liked that nod to that. So
yeah, it seemed like, so Carol like was ashamed of herself after becoming titled the Annihilator. Like she hated the, yeah, title, you know? And so like she wouldn't come back and visit Earth, even though like she had no excuse, because she can like fly at light speed. So it was just like a trip to the mall.
Yeah.
Or, like,
yeah,
she could have come to Earth, but like she wouldn't, because the whole Annihilator thing.
Like she was feeling shame.
Yeah. And it was kind of another thing that they like, they did bring up, but I don't know. It felt unresolved to me a little bit.
Well, I felt like I mean, it's never going to be, it's going to be a long time before it's 100% resolved. Like,
yeah,
right?
True.
Like,
yeah,
relationships aren't just like, okay, it's resolved. Like,
but like now, yeah, I guess maybe it was supposed to be unresolved, because that's part of the reason she's so sad that Monica's in another universe now.
Right.
So,
yeah.
'Cause
they didn't resolve everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's sad.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah. But hopefully it gets resolved.
Yeah. And like Brie Larson can like fake cry about it.
Yeah.
Until then.
'Cause she's so good at that.
Yeah. So how about the song and dance planet?
Loved that. 10 out of 10.
So that is like dividing people, because,
yeah,
like some people hated it, but I loved it.
I mean, I get why people were like not fans. It did feel very uncharacteristic of like anything Marvel's ever done before, but Marvel is now obviously owned by Disney.
Yeah, it was definitely like Disney. And even like the dress came on with a twinkle and then,
yeah,
like disappeared with a twinkle.
Yeah, yeah.
Carol is now a Disney princess,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
I loved how like he's bilingual.
Yeah. Because the planet is, they only speak via song. That's
right.
Like their language.
And like it was probably a total of 4 minutes of singing. So like,
yeah,
it calm down. It's,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. And
it did not ruin the movie.
No, their costumes were beautiful. The like their hair and makeup and all of it. It was just like, it's,
yeah,
cool to see like something different like that. So I was here for it.
Yeah. So I love their costumes that planet like provided. So
yeah,
the Captain Marvel suit, I was, well, okay. So I love that. That was the only one.
Yeah.
I was neutral,
say,
about Monica's, and I really hated the Ms. Marvel suit.
Yeah.
So
I liked Monica's because it was kind of, it did look a lot like her original one in like the comic books. And that was one of the things that I had, was there was a throwback, an Easter egg to like her original costume when they come out and she has like the capes, the armpit capes or whatever, and she like throws them off and says something like, are these really necessary? In the original comic book, she has those on.
I know, that was impressive that you caught that, because like we must have a comic in our, like,
oh yeah, we that's the only way I know. Yeah.
And
yeah, because we used to sell Hoagie used to sell comic books. So
yeah.
But anyways, but I thought her costume was good. And I know you keep saying you didn't like Ms. Marvel's, but I will say the one thing that I did really like about hers that I've always liked is that it's very in line with her, culture, like the longer tunic style, like Middle Eastern.
Yeah, I just that's fine. And all her suits are like that, though.
Yeah.
I just thought it was too busy, the one that they gave her.
Yeah.
I like the comic book one. Like, I just wish they would do that. And they kind of did that in, like, the Ms. Marvel show, but it was also, like, more padded armor-ish.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, like, I like the original.
It didn't really seem to mesh with their costume, with their uniforms either. Like, it did seem to stand out more.
And weren't even the same colors.
Yeah. So that was a bummer. But they still all looked really cool.
Yeah.
Overall.
So, like, yeah, when we were talking about the, what, Brie Larson, like, fake crying. So after, like, she talked about causing the war, I was just like, just deliver the line. Like,
yeah.
She could not.
She was doing the most.
She was doing the most. Just a second. I'm so sorry. I have to pause again. Welcome back.
Hi.
Next episode, like, we won't pause at all. We'll be so.
Oh, so good.
Professional and awesome. Yeah. Like, so. So, speaking of being professional and awesome, herding cats in a Marvel movie
is professional and awesome.
Professional, awesome, and ridiculous.
Oh my gosh, I'm not even a huge cat person. Most people that know me,
well, those were firkins.
That's true. Is that what it's called? And I am a firkin fan.
We are firkin fans. We are pro firkin.
But I'm not normally a cat person, but these cats were adorable.
Yes, with their tentacles.
With their scary mouths, tentacle mouths.
I think the best part of that whole scene, so first of all, that plan was good because, like, their stomachs are in another dimension, apparently.
Yeah, so they had this
unlimited storage.
They had this elaborate plan on how to collect everybody to move them, transport them, because there was too many people to go on ships.
They only had one escape pod left.
Yeah, so they were like, oh, let's have all these firkins eat everybody, basically. Flurkins, is that what it is? I don't even know.
That's what I'm going to call them.
Yeah. Eat everybody, basically. Attack everybody and eat them. And then they just get held and then they can be released.
So I think the best part of that scene was the music.
Oh, my God. It was from Cats.
From Cats the Musical.
Yeah. From Cats the Musical.
Which we haven't seen and I'm not going to.
I have seen that. You have not seen Cats the Musical?
No. Wasn't Taylor Swift on that, too? It was so horrible. Of course she was in
it, though. No, not the original. Like, that's like an old musical. I watched that on VHS at my grandma's.
Oh, the song was from the original musical.
Yeah, the original Cats musical.
Well, I've never seen either of them.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in either, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I like musicals, so.
Okay.
But this isn't a Hamilton podcast.
But it was definitely, like, turned it real quick. It was so funny because it was, like, hilarious because they were hurting the cats. And then the song was, like the just emotional. And then it was, like, a horror movie.
Memories. That was the song. And I wrote down that it was hilariously gross. Like, these cats would be like, and just, like, eat people. And these people are, like, terrified, but they also, like, they know this is going to be happening, but it's still, like, terrifying.
And the whole time, Kamala was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. And they were like, no. And then they'd get eaten.
I loved when they finally got into the pod with Sam Jackson. Sam Jackson is hilarious anytime he's ever facing danger, like the jokes.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you praying?
Yeah.
He's like, don't stop.
Yeah.
Amen.
Which was funny because you thought he was going to be like, I don't know. I did not think that's how that was going to go. But he was like, don't stop. Keep praying.
So that final battle, though, because, like, while that's going on, we have this final battle between the four ladies.
Yeah.
And the way that hammer kept getting the universal weapon.
Uh-huh.
Which must be a different one because, like, it was destroyed. Anyway, that doesn't matter. So that final battle was amazing. That hammer just kept getting passed around.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
I really loved it.
Yeah, me too. Because
they got the choreography, like, all perfect by the end. Yeah. The characters were switching. In sync.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That was good.
And then Kamala finally got two bangles.
Yes, which literally as soon as the movie started, those were the first words out of Hoagie's mouth was like, all I've got to say is if she doesn't have both those bangles by the end of this film, I am going to be really mad.
I will be.
That was the first thing he said. And so at the end, he was like, okay, good.
Good. Okay, good. Although, continuity error.
Oh,
when she went back to Earth, she only had one on. But I think that was just a mistake. They probably like filmed it out of order or something. I really hope that it was. It has to be.
Maybe she had it tucked away for safekeeping.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't notice that.
So let's just talk about like our final thoughts. So like,
well, we haven't talked about the end credit scenes.
Sorry.
Final thoughts of the movie in general.
Yeah. However you want to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
What do you want to talk about next?
We can talk about final thoughts. Yeah.
Okay. So like we'll as the movie, before we get to the end credits, and we'll go back. Okay. So I think that as a trio, the other two ladies, Lashana Lynch and Iman Vellani, mm-hmm. added so much.
Yeah.
And really helped Brie Larson out.
Yeah. Bigly.
I don't think she's been great as Captain Marvel, just in my opinion.
I really want to like her, like, just because of what she stands for and everything. I want to love her, but it just has not happened for me. And adding those two characters, like you said, I think brought it all together.
There's a more recent Captain Marvel comic run. It was written, I think it was called The Life of Captain Marvel. It was written by a woman author, and there was 5 issues, and I think there was 5, and it came out a little bit before the first Captain Marvel film. So maybe was that like 2012? I don't know. Maybe. And I really like that version of Captain Marvel, and I kind of wish the MCU would have gone that way. It was, you know, like I said, it was around the time when that film got released. But you know, they kind of did where she kind of carried a lot of her past trauma and baggage, but it really wasn't about like her childhood or upbringing. Like it wasn't that comic run. It was more about like what happened in the Kree Empire.
Yeah.
And she just has missing memories, which is not really the same, but, it's just like Brie Larson doesn't know which way to go. Is she going to be like this stoic Superman character, or is she going to be like this emotional character that overreacts, or is she going to be like the buddy character? Like she doesn't know.
Yeah.
And you know, where she's what she's going to be.
Yeah.
And she definitely can't cry.
Yeah, hopefully she can cry in real life, but she doesn't do crying well on scene.
Like that guy in Love is Blind when he gets kicked off and he's like, hold on a second. He adds the tears to his eyes.
Yeah. I forgot about him. What was his name?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
He was like,
he was a nobody from a previous season.
He told them to cut it out of the film.
Yeah.
Cut the filming, and he added like fake tears to his eye, and they left all of the footage.
They showed it at the end. That was funny.
Oh, man, I love that. Okay, end credits. So I am so pumped for Young Avengers.
Yeah, that was the first credit scene was a tip off to the Young Avengers. It was Kate.
Yeah.
Hawkeye.
They like recreated completely, even like the dialogue of Sam Jackson talking to Nick Fury talking to Tony Stark in the first Iron Man film.
Oh.
She had like the same speech.
Oh, yeah.
So that was really cool. There's a lot of haters online about Young Avengers. Mostly Facebook, I bet.
Yeah.
Just like users on there. Yeah.
I am so excited about the Young Avengers. I've been so excited for Young Avengers for a very long time, since before we knew about the Hawkeye movie, the Hawkeye series coming out.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a YA like audience, but yeah. I've read both the comic runs. They're both good. They're like 12 issue runs, and I love any team up movie.
Yeah.
They're awesome. I love
it. Yeah, I'm excited. And it's just going to be something new. You know, we've been in the Avengers and Captain America and Iron Man and all them for so long that I'm excited to see like the new generation come through and see what they're going to do.
This is another thing where I'm bummed. I think Kang, hopefully I'm getting this right. If I'm getting it wrong, I'm going to look stupid. Whatever.
No such thing.
But like Kang is like Iron Lad is a young Avenger who is like the younger version of Kang from the future.
Oh.
So if they're not doing Kang, like that's, you know, anyway.
Disappoint.
We'll see. So the next one, so they did that like right at the end of the movie. I think they were probably going to do like a mid credit and an end credit scene, but then they moved them up to like right at the end of the movie and then a mid credit, which I love because I hate sitting through the credits.
Yes.
So always, I'm
well,
like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
On the app, it, yeah, you're always like, I gotta go to the bathroom. Yeah. But on the app, it lets you skip credits now, yeah, at least. It
not
doesn't
the
let
theater,
you do
though.
That in the theater.
Yeah,
though.
Right. X-Men. I've been waiting like at least 10 years for X-Men in the MCU. I'm so pumped. I'm assuming it'll be a Secret Wars thing where they like combine the timelines.
Okay.
You know what Secret Wars is?
Yeah, yeah, I know what Secret Wars is. I remember hearing you talk about it before.
Yeah. So, I think they'll build like a battle world or something. Like maybe because like there is one version of Secret Wars where like Doctor Doom builds the battle world, or else like maybe he becomes God Emperor Doom and becomes like ruler of there's the Beyonder anyway, and there's Deadpool too, who could do something. I don't know, but
I'm excited to see what happens.
Really exciting.
And I was just so confused about that X-Men clip at the end, but like in all the right ways. Like I was left with just enough to be like, oh my gosh, I know this is X-Men coming, but also what's happening in this scene exactly. So yeah.
They did Kelsey Grammer in CGI. I was like, you can't really notice these days. I mean you can, but like it's okay. And it was a short scene. It's like, you know, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. But, like, it would have been cool. I don't know. Makeup.
Right.
But
if he were there in real.
Yeah. But, like, honestly, I get it.
Yeah.
This is, like, a 30-second scene. It's not even really part of the movie. So.
Yeah.
What's your, like, what are your final thoughts? What's your rating? Do you rate things? Or is that just me?
No, I'll rate things.
Good. Okay.
I've been known to rate things on occasion.
Okay.
Not, like, an avid rater, but. I would give it 4 out of 5 stars.
Okay.
I don't know what scale we're using.
Yeah.
But I was doing 5 stars and I'd give it 4 out of 5.
Okay.
From me. It honestly really awakened something inside of me.
Yeah, it got you to start a podcast.
Yeah, which like I would love to sit here and say that Hoagie finally dragged me down here to this podcast studio and finally convinced me to start a podcast. As much as I would love to say that, it's just not the truth. We watched the Marvels movie and I was like, okay, I want to start a podcast. Like I have thoughts on this movie and I just thought it was so great. I loved the three powerful women. It was a movie that literally I cried so many times while I watched. I was so excited. We watched it with my niece and nephew, Ezra and Eleanor. Shout out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved, I just thought it was a great movie for all generations to learn and, you know, something. And yeah, I liked it a lot. So.
Okay. I have a lot of thoughts on this. I also give it a 4 out of 5. I was lessening that to like a soft 4, but no, I don't. I give it a solid 4. 4 out of 5. And that lines up with the Rotten Tomatoes audience score, which I really hate how we got there.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about that. So that was a combination of review bombing by people who just like hate women and didn't even go watch the movie. And then like love bombing to like counteract that and giving it 100% when it didn't
like it wasn't
it.
A true
right.
rating.
And I guess that's just our society today.
Yeah,
which is unfortunate. The critics gave it 62%, which is like, okay, sorry you hate fun.
Yeah.
It's like this was fun. Yeah. So because of that like the bomb, because when it like came out and like first what happened was that review bombing. So then a lot of people just like didn't see it. So this ended up being the lowest grossing like MCU. I think like one of the I think it was like the lowest grossing Disney movie or maybe one of the lowest grossing movies ever. Like it lost $100 million even
which,
after
honestly,
worldwide.
And we were part of that problem because we didn't go see it in theaters. And we normally see every single Marvel movie in theaters.
And we also only go on Tuesdays. So we barely contribute that because we get
the
discounted tickets.
And
on Tuesdays, it was like weird showtime that didn't work with our schedule. Like,
and I also thought it was a completely different movie.
Okay. So there were some factors. So superhero fatigue, like this came at a time when there were just too many movies coming out, and Disney got really excited about streaming series.
Oh yeah.
At the same time, yeah. And there was just too much going on. Yeah, and again, like four women in the movie, people hate women. So
yeah, because Samuel Jackson was really the only like strong male lead in any capacity.
Yeah. And for some reason, people just can't handle that and freak out about that. And I hate that. There was some exec, I don't remember his name and it doesn't matter, but he said that there was like a lesser amount of supervision due to COVID, which I think is just a really lame excuse. Mm-hmm. Like if you're a producer, you're like, you still saw the film.
Yeah.
So like if there was a problem, just like go see it.
Yeah.
Or fix it. I mean, another issue was the writer's strike at the time was theaters. So they couldn't promote the movie. And movies are coming to Disney Plus so fast that there's like no consequence for not seeing it in theaters, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So things, you know, 4 out of 5 could improve. You know, I thought it was a jumpy story that was missing some pieces. We didn't really elaborate on a lot of things. Felt like some stories lines could have been, you know, completed more.
And the villain
and Darben, I kind of hated. Love the team up, love the fight choreography, love the chemistry between the leads, love the humor,
soundtrack, and the concept.
And look, here's the thing with that like review bombing by people who aren't fans, they just aren't. You are not a Marvel fan. If Stan Lee, if this was at a time when Stan Lee was writing comics, he would have made a Stan Lee soapbox. If you don't know what that is, that just also shows you're not a Marvel fan. And you know what? If you're a new fan, like, no offense, I'm not trying to say anything. But this was a long time ago. You don't have to know about this. But he used to have
look it up.
Yeah. He used to have these Stan Lee soapbox where he would talk about, like, cultural issues from time to time. And he would talk about this, about, like, review bombing a women. And he would say there is room for women to tell stories. And he wants people of all types to be represented superheroes. Yeah, and that was Stan Lee's vision. I mean, look at the X-Men.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Absolutely.
And what happens is, you know, because it was review bomb, people were like, oh, I'm not going to go see it. And then when people don't go see it, it doesn't make money. And now what happens is Disney has decided that they aren't going to spend as much money on future MCU projects. Yeah. That is a real consequence of what happened with this film. And that's sad.
Yeah.
And they've pulled back and they're going to make less films, which I do think is a good thing. They can focus on making better films, but smaller budgets is not a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Especially when it comes to Marvel, when that's been such a big thing with the more recent movies, is like you can tell that they are spending a lot of money on these movies to make them. So that'll be disappointing.
Because this was a good movie.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It wasn't the best. Yeah. But it was not
definitely not the worst.
Yeah. And I don't even think it was in the top 10 worst. I thought it was really good.
Yeah. So, I agree.
Those are our thoughts.
Yeah. On a whole lot of things.
Yeah.
How long have we been recording? Thanks for sticking in with us for longer than we anticipated.
Yeah, it's been over 90 minutes. So yeah. we didn't get to 2 hours, so that's good.
Yeah.
I think this is a good episode length. Like,
yeah,
we'll
try and keep them around an hour though in the future.
We'll probably go over an hour most times.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
we have a lot to talk about. Yeah, so
well see. And it's like, you know, we're just like in our basement chilling, so
yeah, right. Okay, but well, we don't really have
a lot of fun. Thanks everybody for being a first time listener to our brand new podcast, and this is my first time podcasting, and I just want to thank you for being here. I appreciate you.
Amen.
Amen.